So basically, it's supposed to be about basketball, but in reality, it's going to be about eating cake, Moe, and Lolicon.
I'm going to eat up all of your sorrow and sadness as you're watching this.
Song Togekyo Alien from the anime Gintama by the artist Serial TV Drama. And this is the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast, episode 89, where our sole mission is to make your anime addiction worse.
Yep, like a straight shot of anime crack.
Straight shot of anime
crack. Right in the veins.
And that's what the new anime season is this summer. So.
Yes, we have lots of anime crack for you tonight. You can find us at AAApodcast.com, iTunes, please give us a rating if you like us, helps us out a lot. Facebook, which is facebook.com/AnimeAddictsAnonymousPodcast. The AAAnetwork.org, a great network there with a lot of good shows. And broadcasting live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. EST on Ustream.tv/channel/anime-addicts-anonymous-podcast. That is my mouthful full of where you can find us, but AAPodcast.com is simpler.
That was a mouthful. That was a
wow.
Yes.
You didn't do that before.
You did that
flawlessly.
Getting through it, but...
Flawless.
We have almost a full cast. Well, we have four, which would normally be a full cast, except for we have a guest tonight with us.
Yay!
Our good friend Felix has joined us on the show, so... Welcome back again, Felix.
Friend of the podcast, Felix Alberne.
Thanks for having me back, guys. Even though I'm no longer officially a podcaster, I'm very honored to join you, and hopefully my insights will be a little more useful this time.
Well, you are a good friend, so, and we've had good friends on before.
Thank you.
That's the way it goes, and I'm Mitsugi, your podcast grumpy man.
That's
becoming my title.
Very true.
It is very true. You hate everything.
Every time somebody writes a review for us on iTunes, I am somehow or another labeled as grumpy.
Yeah, so. You are pretty much universally the grumpy man.
But this tea is delicious, so cheers.
So maybe you will be less grumpy tonight having good tea in hand.
I'll be less grumpy. I've got good wine in hand.
You'd probably be less grumpy
if you had a nice beer in your hand or wine.
We're gonna get to that. That's just later on because there said there's a beer.
Moving forward,
I know
there's
what you'd like to
beer.
Have in your hand, Roko.
Yeah,
it's not a beer.
Nice,
and it's not,
a beer.
Moving on to new forum members this week and introducing myself, so I'm not left out. I'm Chiaki.
And I'm Roko.
Welcome, Luna Rose Bunny, Dangara. Wait, did I say that? Danagra.
You can read.
I can has read. Eclipse. Neo Zect. Questy Life. Shorter McCrook. Berserk Hollow. Or Bezerk Hollow. Yggdrizzle. And Rob Dizzle.
You butchered that.
Yeah.
We apologize to everybody for Chiaki's awful pronunciation.
Yggdrizzle. I mean, I thought that was maybe a... You know, reference to Norse mythology, but no, it's just
Yggdrasil. See, I wanted to say Yggdrasil.
It is. It is a play on it, and that is my name of the week, Yggdrizzle.
Huh?
I was going to make that my name of the week, because there's actually a game that I played a long time where they used Yggdrasil. But
yeah, what game was that?
Achaea.
That's right. Yep. I remember that for like a short period of time.
Yes. But I will have to say, since that's taken, my name of the week will be Luna Rose Bunny. because I like Lunas and roses and bunnies.
Oh my.
Oh my. I'm going to take a short-term crook. Probably because
you are one.
Well,
dramatic pause.
That's quite an accusation.
AWS. That's kind of cute.
Yeah. That is cute.
It's cute. Clever, yes.
So, welcome new forum members. I apologize for butchering your names. You may yell at us later. Trivia.
Trivia. Moving on from that nightmare.
The answer is Menchi from the anime Excel Saga. You just needed to say the anime, but this is a classic, kids. This is a classic. Those of you who didn't know, go watch it. It's hilarious. People who got it right were Short Term Crook, Snakeblade 31, Bob Guardian, Typhoon, as always.
As always.
Dramatic Pause, always. Yellow Days, Robert the Crimson, Bravo Genghis, Eclipse, Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo go.
Yeah, because she counted that time.
Yggdrasil.
Naturally.
And the winner for this week was Yellow Days. New trivia should be up within 24 hours or later on in the show, depending on how I feel about it. Unless you're listening on iTunes, then it's already up. Birthdays. We have some birthdays. I tried to keep track this week, so I don't think I missed anyone. And if I did, just let me know.
And Scenery of Spira is back once again.
Happy birthday to Saber, who turned 23. We never really see Saber anymore. Saber,
I haven't seen Saber in quite a many months.
Typhoon, who turned 19, our anime know-it-all of the forums.
Indeed.
Grand Owl, 34. Or Grand Owl turned 34. And the Black Tiger turned 22. So happy birthday, Otenjobi Omerito, to you four.
Happy birthday. And here is...
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You were Scenery of Spira. Okay, then.
All right.
Hmm.
So, I know we have a lot of announcements to cover today. I'm just going to apologize because we're only about halfway through. We have an Almighty Anime Mailbag, or the AAA Mailbag. It was submitted by Branch Blaster, and Branch Blaster writes, "Hey guys, I was just wondering, as a budding anime addict, where do you get your anime from? Like, I've been using Anime Freak, but it won't show any of the episodes, even though I'm a member. So, do you guys use Anime Freak, and can you tell me how to get the episodes, or do you rent or even buy each of the individual episodes, or what? Love the show, Branch Blaster."
There are many websites.
Ooh, anime Freak works if you looked on the right towards the center of it. Big-ass list of anime names. You gotta click there.
I personally don't like Anime Freak. I use Watch Anime On because I find that Anime Freak oftentimes has little advertisements that play noise.
That's extremely irritating,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and Watch Anime On doesn't do that. That's assuming if the anime isn't licensed in America. If it has been, I try to find it somewhere like Crunchyroll. And I'm not a member of Crunchyroll, but you can pay if you want the advertisements removed, and then that's a great way to get it legally.
Several people from the chat, Momotaros and Dramatic Pause cited Netflix.
Yes, Netflix has a lot. We have that too.
I used to use Netflix back in the day.
Absolutely.
It sounds so passe, doesn't it? I used Netflix.
Back in the day when I was younger, in my years.
The Black Tiger.
Flexible wine. That's right, you're drinking the tea.
Yeah. Anime News Black Tiger also mentioned Anime News Network. So, yes, that's another good source. They put up streaming, or they link to streaming oftentimes. And I think Funimation has a YouTube channel, too, that they stream a lot of stuff on that I've watched as well.
And I don't know how much Hulu has, but Hulu has the series that I'm watching.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's also, what is it? Anime for iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically a website, a site where you can stream anime directly to your cell phone.
No ads!
No ads, wow. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they have it for Droid?
I don't know, you'd have to try it.
It's just a website, I think it'll work for anything. I think it's just called iPhone, because iPhones are catchy.
But, I mean, basically, if you just type in the anime's name, episode, then the number, then watch on Google, you'll find it on probably 10 different sites.
Yeah.
So...
But, I mean, there's no one place we get our anime. I know Kimiko, since she's not here, I'll just speak for her. I know she buys a lot of her anime. Like, if she really likes it, she'll buy it. and because she likes to have the dub, and of course she likes to support Funimation. So, which is great. Definitely do that. But there are a lot of sites that if you don't want to pay for it, you can still not pirate anime, like Crunchyroll and News Network or the Funimation YouTube channel and things like that, Netflix, Hulu, that you can watch it legally and not have to pirate it. So that is your answer, Branch Blaster. Thank you for your question. And as always, if you have a question to submit, there is a button called Mailbag on our pink bar on our top page.
And if we don't get a mailbag question, we get sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll cry.
If you don't get a mailbag question, Miyazaki,
you'll make Roko cry.
Roko just might run out of alcohol, and then that would make the show less entertaining.
Yes.
And then Roko might be angry.
So, Roko, what is your drunkenness level tonight?
Oh, I'm not at all.
Not at all? Okay.
I was good because you said we were having a guest come on.
Aww.
Well, there is a guest.
Roko has some restraint.
Don't hold back on my account, man. Seriously, I appreciate that, but no.
As I look at the video, you're the only guy in there of the three that drinks. So
if I get my beer...
Hey, Roko, I have one. Well,
are you insinuating that Chiaki's a guy?
Well...
I'm a trap.
That's a trap.
I suppose Chiaki drinks. Chiaki hasn't ever gotten drunk with me, though.
No, I'm sorry, Roko.
He hasn't either, so...
Moving on.
I'm rambling.
Because that's for the after party.
Indeed.
We have a lot of con announcements. The first one is that we have our winner to our MetroCon contest, but we will announce that later in the show to keep you in suspense a little bit longer. So we'll be announcing that later.
Suspense.
Yeah. But we are giving away the full season box set of Kaleidostar, Rossifon the movie, and a manga I brought back from Japan called Chibi-san Deito.
Random manga.
It's made by the same artist, though, as Italia. So it looks cool.
Bow to the free things.
Also, we will be going to SuperCon down in Miami. I'm proud to say that we are 100% confirmed. We will be there. We will have a table. We will be running a similar contest to this. So if you want free things for basically doing nothing.
Are you human? Do you like free things? Do you realize that anime is expensive?
Yes. Really? So, we will be down there, and if you can make it, great. I think on our forums, we're talking about doing another dinner, because we had such a good time. So, if you're going to be there, please let us know. Also, we will be doing 5 panels at SuperCon. Our lineup is Friday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We will hold the Great Cosplay Dating Game, which is always great, and it's always a dating game. On Saturday, we have 3 panels. From 12 to 1, we have the best anime you've never seen, which is Mitsugi's.
Oh, yes. And there will be a standing ovation at the end of this panel as well.
As well, he says.
So cocky.
Saturday from 3:30 to 5 p.m., I will be doing my Traveling to Japan panel. I got 90 minutes for it, so I'm super excited to not have to rush and be like an out-of-breath. Saturday also from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., Kimiko and I will be hosting the Girls Guide to Con Going, and since it's at a later slot, we will have kind of a slightly more adult-themed Girls Guide.
Yeah!
I like
adult-themed stuff. That sounds cool.
Is this going to be our first adult panel?
It's not officially labeled as 18+, but I think we did put in our description that it's late night, guys. Kids are tucked in bed. Keep that in mind.
Be competing with those cosplay deviant girls.
Actually, we are just before their cafe opens.
Ah, you're the warm-up act.
We are the warm-up act.
Nice.
And then on Sunday from 2 to 3:30, I will be debuting a panel called Anime Video Games, and it's basically the best anime video games that we will never get in America. And I focus on region-free platforms, like the PlayStation 3, the PSP, and the DS. Ironically, so weird that Microsoft's console isn't listed there.
Wow, what do you know? Uh-huh. Take it, Bill Gates, how you like it.
In other con news, and some final con news, and I think maybe the end of our really long announcements, we will be at Otakon as press, as some of you know. At Otakon, we will be having a dinner.
It's just how we roll.
We're
just baller
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
And we will be having a dinner at Otakon, too. I know there's 2 or 3 people who have expressed interest, but again, we have something on the forums. But we have, I just want to let, or we want to let everyone know that we have submitted a request, and we're waiting to hear back, so it's not 100% certain, but we have submitted a request to interview Johnny Young Bosch, who, aside from being the Black Power Ranger, was...
What?
Yes.
That's
he was
dope.
Also Kaneda in the dub of Akira. He is in Bleach as Ichigo. He's been in like a ton of things. He was Isaiah in the Durarara dub. He was Renton in Eureka 7 dub. He was the Count, Albert de Morkef in Gankutsuo.
And on it goes.
Yeah.
There's so many of them, I even recognize a few.
Yeah. He was
crazy.
Bash the Stampede in Trigun.
Craziness.
What?
Crazy.
This guy's done so many.
So he's been in a lot, so we're really excited. And then the other one that we're also very excited at the prospect of is world-renowned acclaimed director Makoto Shinkai will be there. Of course, director of She and Her Cat, Voices of a Distant Star, Biosko 5 Centimeters Per Second, and the most recent one.
The really long title.
Hoshino Kodomo no Oe, or...
Yeah, the children who...
Cry.
Hear, listen to lost cries from deep below, or something like that, but he will be there, and we have submitted a request to interview him, and we might be conducting the interview in Japanese.
Hoshi o... Oh, Kodomo? That doesn't sound right, but...
Something like
could
that.
Could be right. Thank you, Black Tiger. Yes,
I'll also be at Otakon.
He is awesome, and Roka will be at Otakon, and I will say that in addition to the awesomeness that is Makoto Shinkai and us probably having to do our interviews in Japanese, which will be fun, our dinner from MetroCon was quite a success, I think. And so we would expect our dinner from at Otakon to be even better. So
absolutely.
Hopefully we'll get some people so we can go eat some crazy seafood next to the harbor.
Have some beers.
Yes. And so all
beers,
beers
with Roko.
Yeah, this will be the only con that all four of us will be at together. All the four hosts. So it will be a fun time.
Yes, indeed.
Send me pictures, guys.
So
we serve sausage at this restaurant.
There's always sausage when you're involved, Roko.
Gonna record that sound as a soundbite.
Oh, I have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Play it randomly.
Have it.
Okay.
So that was our really long announcement section. We're sorry it's so long. It's just that time of the year, guys.
There's just lots of awesome shit happening at the AAA podcast.
Yeah, seriously. So start thinking of questions that you might want to ask Johnny Young Bosch or might want us to ask Makoto Shinkai. Because if that happens, we will be stoked. But today on our podcast episode, we are talking about the summer 2011 season. Kimiko's not here, as we have established, but our good friend Felix will be covering her anime, so it will not be lost.
I'm going to do a crappy job with it. You guys are going to so miss Kimiko. You have no idea. I'm just saying it right up front now. I don't want anybody to be disappointed. It's going to be, yeah.
Aww.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm
what
just saying, though.
Malarkey.
She's very good at her job, and I'm doing this for the first time, so be patient. Okay?
All right. Well, I'm not too worried, but we appreciate the disclaimer.
I'll put away the whips and the...
Yeah, put away the knives. Okay.
Then we will have an anime news break. We'll come back. We will announce the winner of our MetroCon raffle. And Roko will be reviewing Dead Man Wonderland, and I will be reviewing Mitsudomoe Zorochu. Which I don't know why it has taken me this long, but since our announcements were so long, we're going to do something we don't normally do and take a quick news break. Give us a break, we'll come back, and I promise I won't be the only one talking. So
hey, I talked.
You did.
We all right. talked.
Felix talked. Roko talked.
I talked. We all right. talked.
Well.
How dare you accuse us of not talking?
No, I was.
I take offense. I am upset.
Oh,
you
go
must
have,
placate him somehow.
Go have another beer, why don't you?
I better go get another beer or two. I'll bring two in.
Yes. All right, stay tuned, guys. We will be back soon. Hey everybody, this is Chiaki, and this is your first anime news break. First up, in some news for you Fullmetal Alchemist fans out there, the official website for the Fullmetal Alchemist The Sacred Star of Milios movie has begun streaming a 4-minute special preview video of actual footage from the film. This clip is going to remain on the website until July 2nd. So if you're a fan, I highly recommend you check it out because it will open in Japan on July 2nd and we probably won't see it in America for some time after that. In other news, contributing to a heated debate which we've had often on 3D versus 2D, acclaimed director Mamoru Oshii, creator of Ghost in the Shell, has recently made his opinions clear at the Sharp Smartphone 3D Contest CG Animation Category Awards at the Short Shorts and Film Festival in Asia 2011. He's recently said that he doesn't see the movement toward 3D as necessarily being a good thing, because it's more difficult to put together camera angles, camera movement, and cuts in 3D compared to 2D. He said the only film that's been successful so far has been James Cameron's Avatar. He also expressed puzzlement at the advancement of movies for smartphones, saying he recognizes that it's convenient, however, he doesn't see it as necessary given the lack of details which one can attain with a small screen. In other news, up in Canada, an American man has recently been detained for the possession of child pornography. His name has been held anonymous at the request of his legal counsel, but the man was flying into Canada to visit a friend when Canadian Customs searched his belongings. A custom officer found images on the man's laptop computer and characterized them as child pornography. Now, the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund has recently announced that it will support the defense of this man because it says that the images are all comics in the manga style and not pornographic material. Currently, the man was charged with both possessing and importing child pornography, which Canadian law dictates has a minimum of a prison sentence of 1 year and a maximum of 10 years. This was Chiaki, and that was your first anime news break. We'll be back to the show.
Hey guys, I am Sean Ryan, also known as the Grey Ghost.
And I am Kevin Gray, also known as The Business and the LLC.
And we are Method to Madness, a weekly podcast that cusses and discusses anime and video games.
Yes.
And other otaku subjects.
That is what we are here for. We are here to rip them up and sometimes build them up. The shows that we love, the shows that we hate, the shows that we watch so that you wouldn't have to.
Go to thegreyghost.net or go check us out on iTunes.
With whiskey.
What did the anime addict say when asked who would win in a battle between a magical girl and a team of Pokemon?
Who doesn't want to spin around, glow, and have all their clothes fly off?
Anime.
The battle stops when you do it. You don't have to worry about getting shot. Like, no one ever thinks, oh my god, she's changing. Quick, shoot her.
Addicts.
First of all, I would say that my Pokemon would not be enticed by your nakedness. 12-year-old breasts and ass are not going to entice my Charmander.
Wait.
Anonymous.
Yes. I'm eating a sandwich calling my bookie because I just stomped your ass.
Podcast. Visit the Anime Addicts at www.aaapodcast.com and iTunes.
Hey, Steve Bloom here, voice of Spike Spiegel, Vincent Valentine,
Leron from Gurren Lagann,
Gilman from Digimon,
and a bunch of other crap. And I am a total anime addict, dude. Tune in, or else.
Welcome back, everyone. We are going to break down the summer anime season for this 2011 year. It is that time again. Impressions will start soon, then reviews, and then the cycle will continue.
The circle of life.
And it moves us all. Yeah. If we sing any more, Disney will sue us.
Yes, they will. They'll come bursting through the door in about 5 seconds.
We're going to be here talking, and those of you on the live show, you're just going to be like, see a guy in a suit tackle us.
Or SWAT come through the patio, you know.
Yeah.
Doors over there.
But for anyone who's recently joined the show, and at least more recently than the last season, and doesn't know how we pick, each of the hosts creates a list of about 15 anime, which we would want, in order of what we want them.
Correct.
And then What we do is we roll a dice, and then whoever has the highest dice roll gets to pick first. And then, of course, once that anime is picked, no one else can have it. And we go down the list until everyone has five anime.
It's a D20, the dice.
I like the nerdiness of the D20.
Yes, it is a D20. It's not very a regular nice. Dice. So that is how we choose. So we will be going backwards of, we'll say the number that our choice was when we finally got it. So I will be starting first. My number 11 choice was Kamisama no Memocho. And this anime is based on a light novel written by Sugi Hikaru. And it is, can't talk. Narumi is an assistant to Detective Alice, a neat teenage girl who stays in her pajamas and operates within her bedroom. She uses her vast network of people and the internet to solve cases. Will Alice be able to solve them in her PJs?
Wow.
Compelling.
I'm honestly kind of slightly interested by this. The animation looks about average of what you'd expect. There is some kind of awkwardness in the trailer of people unbuttoning shirts and there being bras and stuff. But overall, I'm kind of interested in this. Maybe I'm just still on a detective kick from Gosick. Love that anime. Can't wait to review it. But I don't know. This anime kind of interested me, and I'm looking forward to it. It sounds cute, if nothing else. So, and most of the neat shows I've watched have been good. Like, Welcome to the NHK. I enjoyed that one. So, that's my pick. Mitsuki, I think you're the next one.
Well, you know, it seems like every time we have done a review updating you guys on the new animes for the coming seasons, I always get one anime that is just so flabbergastingly bad that I must basically talk my way through the trailer for you.
And these are the ones that I enjoy listening to you do, honestly. This is hilarious.
Everybody knows my role on this podcast is to rant, spew venom, and talk shit, because that's just what I do.
And that's what you love doing. You just hate everything.
Everybody has to have a skill.
I don't hate everything.
Nothing is sacred to you.
I've given my fair share of 4.5 and 5 reviews. I just know what I like, and I call things
how many twos have you given?
I've given a lot of twos. This anime, by the way, I must say that I ended up starting off at this anime. I got so screwed this time that this was I had to add another pick because 15 wasn't enough for me to get 5 total picks. So this was my 16th pick.
Oof.
And after 10, they're all just basically horrible. So this is called Itsuka Tenma no Kuro Usagi. And I'm just going to start the trailer, and I'm going to talk my way through it now. Japanese text I can't read. And we have two very young girls that look like they're about to kiss. And then they cut to the title screen, and they're in a school. And the kid looks like something out of a shonen anime, and the girl's very young. She's about 7 years old, reddish hair. And, I just saw 8 underage girls' panty shots, and there's a really cool-looking guy walking through a crowd of these girls. And the one girl who is the main character is following him, and she also had another panty shot. Now she's lying naked, literally naked, on a... panty shot again. I was interrupted there. And,
you have a panty shot if they're naked.
And the cool guy has a sword now. And we just got a really obscene panty shot, and a tentacle came between her legs, and she was about to get hit by a truck, but someone pushed her out of the way, and tentacle it looks like narration. He got run over by a car. Wait a second. What is this? His head came off, and he stood up and picked it up and put it on again.
And I hate when they do that.
That she was also doing a naked magical girl transformation, even though she's 8. As if I haven't already... I've already seen her vagina in this trailer, so it's... like, as if that wasn't enough. And now, the cool guy from the crowd is now fighting a giant spider monster. And now the guy that lost his head is fighting the cool guy. And there are lights and Dragon Ball Z things ensuing. And now we have a tender moment with the girl. She's crying. And on and on and on. So, what have we learned from this anime? There is a boy who's going to get his head ripped off by a car. And he's going to put it back on himself and continue living and fight monsters. And you're going to see, since I saw a total of 11 panty shots in this 2-minute trailer, including one with very explicit detail. They were very tight panties. If you know what I mean. This is going to be a very inappropriate lolicon anime that your parents will be offended if you watch it.
You should share it with them.
And I might as well just give it a hentai out of 5 now, because I think I just watched a hentai.
Wait, which anime was this again?
Yeah, what was the title? You gave the title.
Itsuka Tenma no Kuro Usagi is the
what?
Title.
Oh. You technically pick one of Kimiko's.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. So
oh, I
your
did.
16th choice is going to have to be your 17th choice, Mitsuki.
That was one of,
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was going to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
And I've got a great summary of it, too. I can actually tell you what's happening in that trailer.
Can you top that?
No, I can't top that, because I can't top the play-by-play of
that
trailer.
That was a really good play-by-play.
Does that mean I don't have to watch that one?
Yeah, but it means you have to find another one
okay,
to watch
great.
Instead.
One, fantastic.
So you should do that maybe, like...
Right now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
I believe Felix is next.
All right, well, should
yes.
I just give my review?
Why don't you take one of mine?
Okay.
That only makes sense,
because
right?
I have not done any research on yours at all. I prepared... to do Kimiko's, you know, because I watched these trailers and everything. I really didn't want to mess up. So.
Continue as normal.
All right. so let me just, I want to go ahead and do, I'll read the summary.
How about Mayo Chiki?
Okay.
That was her number 11 pick.
Yes. Okay.
So
the summary goes as follows. The story revolves around the life of a 17-year-old young man named Konoe Sabaru, who is the butler of one of his classmates. The story has a dramatic turn when a boy named Kinjiro discovers Soboru's well-protected secret that he is actually a girl.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, romantic comedy, gender-bending, silly martial arts, action set in a school with Victorian-style school uniforms.
Are we talking about Ranma 1/2?
That's what it reminded me of. Yes, as a Ranma 1/2 fan from way back in the day, I'm like, this looks like Ranma but without the magic. With that, this is just where a girl running around in boy clothes and pretending to be a boy, and then there are fights ensue.
That's not cliche or anything.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No, it's so cliche, in fact, that it seems like it's not. It seems fresh, but it's just not so
Seems
much.
Original.
So
I'm have to check it out.
Definitely not excited about this at all. The trailer did definitely play up fan service, hormonalness of teen schoolboys. I'm just reading from my notes here. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that one. I don't want to rate it, but if you can't get my feeling about what I saw here just from what I've said, then I'll be happy to repeat it later on.
Ouch, that is kind of a... Yeah.
I'm just saying, it really underwhelmed. Underwhelmed.
I suppose cliche is worse, or is better than god-awful.
Yes, because they're following a formula that has worked for other people.
Yeah.
And if you enjoy the formula, then you're willing to forgive quite a bit. So we can say that.
Yeah. All right, Roko, do you have one for us?
I do. I'm probably going to butcher this pronunciation. Tantei Opera Milky Homes. I don't know.
The word naked.
No, I don't speak
this
Japanese. Anyways, it's basically about a future world where people use things called toys that let them have superhuman abilities like telekinesis, ESP, that kind of stuff. And obviously, this has led to a increase in crime. So there's like this group of people that use these toys to as detectives to track down these criminals and bring them to justice. So
that's what you do with criminals.
Basically,
my name is Samson.
Opera Koyabashi runs this detective agency with this person named Milky Holmes, and they're staffing by their four energetic girls. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to think of this. It could be good. It could be absolutely terrible. I mean, I'm looking at the image of it on Anime News Network as but they show it, and it's like four young girls. One of them has giant bunny ears. They're all wearing like a cross between a Lolita dress and a maid costume / schoolgirl outfit. So it could just end up being another one of those cliche kind of you've already seen this before animes. But we'll see. I mean, I've been proven wrong before.
Well, hopefully it does prove you wrong.
Hopefully.
I have a feeling that word cliche is going to come up a lot tonight.
My next one was my number 7 pick, and it is Appleseed 13. aptly 13 episodes based off the name.
Wow.
That's
interesting.
Clever.
It is a new retelling of the Appleseed manga, which takes place in the 22nd century after the non-nuclear Third War decimates the Earth. You have, I always pronounce her name wrong. It's like Dunin, who is the young female warrior and her lover cyborg interest, Boreos. And they are members of E-SWAT, which is in Olympus, this like Eden city. And it's their elite special forces for the city. And they're sent out whenever, you know, there's an issue. I actually watched Appleseed, the first movie, today, because I watched Appleseed Ex Machina, and I figured I should watch the first movie before picking up this series. And I figure, if nothing else, as long as it's at the same quality that the movies were at, it should be enjoyable. So that's what I'm hoping for.
That is awesome.
Yes.
So I guess I'm next. And I'm jumping around now because I apparently selected an anime that Kimiko already had, which I am now thankful for because it looks awful.
you've dodged the bullet on that one.
I have. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to jump to my number four, the anime that was number four on my list, Rokubu, which is an anime. I had to jump on it because it was the only sports anime I saw. And everybody knows I am the sports anime watcher.
Well, it's let you down so many times lately in the most recent seasons.
Sports anime almost never lets me down. It's my one guiding light in the anime universe.
It's the one thing that he does not hate.
That I know that even if it's mediocre by sports anime standards, I will still be entertained by it because I love sports.
And you're a male.
I'm a man.
Man.
Man, man,
oh,
man,
man,
man.
Now you're a man.
Man, yes.
Man.
All right, so this anime is based off of a light novel. Rokubu is the name of the anime, and it's based after a light novel by the writer Sagu Aoyama, and it was illustrated by someone named Tinkle Studio, I'm guessing.
Tinkle.
And
Tinkle.
The plot is very simple, and I watched the trailer and familiarized myself with it a little bit. It's about a boy named Subaru Hasegawa who's a high school freshman. And he joins the basketball team, the high school team, because he likes basketball. But he discovers that he can't actually do that because the team has been rendered inactive because the coach has been accused of being a pedophile. Lolicon.
Nice.
So,
ripped from the headlines.
So the team is inactive. So in order to get his basketball fix or just to be involved in the sport, he decides that he is going to coach the elementary girls' team.
Oh, God.
And apparently these girls really like basketball a lot. I don't know. I watched the trailer. What I got from the trailer was that there's going to be a lot of Lolicon in this anime. You know, they're supposed to be elementary school, but one of them still managed to have, like, size D breasts. Don't know how this happened.
Oh, my God.
My prediction is that they're very cute. You know, there's going to be... It's kind of weird. It's like little girls with hair down to their butts running around playing basketball. I feel like I'm watching like a half dozen Sonic the Hedgehogs running around.
Oh my gosh.
But my from the trailer, there was a lot of cake eating happening and a lot of non-basketball playing happening. I'm guessing that this will be the K-On of basketball.
Where I cannot wait for you to have to review this.
They play basketball, but all they do is eat cake?
Right.
I'm going to eat up all of your sorrow and sadness as you're watching this.
And it's so obvious that it's about that it's going to be Lolicon because they're drawn way too glossy and way too pretty. And they put a lot of emphasis on the way the girls look. So I don't think it's going to be slam dunk. We'll go that way. I'll say that.
But, Electric Mifune from the chat says, you'll love this.
Metaphor in there. It's not going to be basketball.
Oh my gosh.
It is a metaphor, but yes. Slam Dunk's also a basketball anime. So
yeah, it fits.
It fits quite well. So whereas Slam Dunk was like these like the most manly men on earth. They're like 8 feet tall and they have like chest hair and this is like Slam Dunk, but wait, nope. They're 5-year-old girls with size D breasts. How do they even stand?
Yeah.
They don't.
Center of gravity is this now.
It's like watching a sledgehammer walk around.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm sorry. Can someone else take it?
Oh, Felix, can you please save us?
Let's do Sacred Seven.
Let us do Sacred
Let's
Seven.
Let's do Sacred
it
Seven.
It was Kimiko's eighth pick, number eight.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'd like to know based on what. Because getting ready for this, I could find almost no information on this in English.
Well, see, here's the thing that happens. You'll find after about the first six, all the good ones are chosen off the list, and you're just sitting there going, well, all right.
All right.
This will
yeah.
be fun.
Watching the trailer for this, I saw body armor and stone monsters and laser beams and let's see, what did I write down here? Stone monsters, laser beams, a battle armor suit, a heart-shaped jewel pendant, and a girl with really big poofy orange hair. Sci-fi action looks pretty generic. The tagline is "People's memories change the world." I don't think the memories of this particular series are going to change the world. It's
probably
just,
not.
Yeah, mediocrity at its finest. Somebody else, Roku, bail me out here. I got nothing else for this.
Okay, cool. Well, my number five, because I'm awesome, was Bakato Testo Shokanjuni. I think I did all right with that.
Yeah, you were pretty close.
Oh, Baka. Okay, yeah, it was misspelled in the Google Doc. Okay, so basically, I guess this is a sequel to the first series, which I did not see, in which Fumizuki Academy, it's like a school, I guess, where they stratify their students based on their test scores. I think I've heard this before somewhere. But and then the lowest ranked class, Class F, is led by like this one kid who's an idiot amongst idiots, apparently. And they use like fantasy monsters that they summon up to battle the higher ranked classes. I swear that there is an anime with this exact same premise as this. I'm not sure what it's called, but I swear I've seen it. But I'm looking at the picture. It does not look what it sounds like at all, which could be like potentially badass. It looks very girly. Lots of pretty girls. One of them is blushing with extremely long purple hair. Then you have the pink-haired girl, of course, with the really short skirt. Some miniature floating girl that looks like the thing from Moon Phase. And one guy who's running away from all of them with, like, stars and hearts and circles, like, in the background. Very, I don't even know what to think of this. The trailer wasn't very revealing either. So it's either gonna be okay or it's gonna really suck, and be one of those things where it is what you don't think it is. But I hope it actually is mostly about the classes battling each other, because I always love that kind of stuff. But if it's like, oh, there's a battle. Oh, here's three episodes of filler. Oh, there's a little battle. Oh, here's three episodes of filler, and then it's like, oh, and then end the series on like one final note, and it's just like fail. I swear, like, that's, like, some of the animes I've been watching recently have been like that, so let's hope that this
sounds
one's not
American
like
TV,
that.
Man.
Hmm?
Sounds like American TV.
Sometimes,
yeah. Battle, three filler episodes, three things you'd have to see, and then...
I'm cracking open this beer. Yeah, beer number three.
Can I jump in real quick before the next one? There was a comment in the chat from Z Comics who's asking if he had missed the summary for Samurai, or for Sacred Seven. There was none. There was none, because there was none to be found. There's nothing. So you didn't miss anything. So
it does not exist.
It does not exist.
But you know what there is a summary that exists for? My number three pick. Got my top three, bitches.
That's a bunch of shit.
It's not my fault if you rolled a two when I rolled a four.
Were the dice loaded?
Well, on a d20.
That's a good role, too, right?
Is Denatelion no Shoka, and it is made by Kyumitsugi, Gainax.
God in heaven. Someone sort of make me a sound effect for Gainax. Whenever someone says Gainax on this podcast, I need to have a soundboard file that is sheet metal tearing, women screaming, cats being kicked or something.
Thunder in the background.
And puppies, you know, being abused.
Oh my god.
All mixed together.
Screaming.
All at the same time.
At the same time.
The sound of torment, yes.
Anyways, but in this case, I'm hoping that Ganax means that it has a high budget and that it will look pretty, and hopefully it just looks pretty all the way to the end. But it's based on light novels, Bibliotheca Mystica de Donatellian, and I'm sure I pronounced that wrong.
It almost sounded like Spanish.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, maybe Italian. So there's probably going to be someone who's going to be like, hello, it's blah, duh.
No, it looks Italian.
Hugh Anthony Disward inherits an old mansion and a personal library from his grandfather. In the basement of the mansion, he meets a mysterious girl, Dalian. She is a Danatellian and a gateway to Danatellian's bookshelf, which stores the prohibited books of the demons. So,
those demons.
I thought that sounded pretty cool when I read it.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I picked this for, like, three reasons. One, it looks pretty. And it didn't look like shit in general. Two, I kind of liked the premise with the books. And three, this is a reoccurring theme, it reminded me a little bit of Gosick. And I heard it's not Gosick, which is good, because I don't just want, like, a cookie-cutter cheap version of it. But it reminded me of Gosick, and I'm on such a Gosick high right now, I can't wait to review that next week.
We don't approve of any kind of highs here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not cool.
So, I am jumping to what was my third on my list.
Most hated thing.
It is an anime called Kamisama Dolls, which after watching all of my anime from this, after experiencing the trailers and everything of all the shows I'm going to be covering, this is my one saving grace for the season.
I swear, you need to look into your anime more when you choose them. You whine about getting bad anime, but
yeah,
you
right.
I got a bad dice roll.
You had bad.
You should learn to roll dice better.
I want you to know that I put my anime on the list first, and I just happened to have a bad positioning. It's like, do you ever watch Price is Right? It's like Klinko.
You
drop the peg and it bounces around on the board.
No. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna let you have this excuse. You got three of your top five.
Yeah, whatever. Quit bitching.
Alright, so this anime is called This anime is called Kamisama Dolls, and it's based on a manga by Yamamura Hajime. It's about a boy named Kyohei, whom after moving away to Tokyo from his old town to get away from some bad events that happened, he is hanging out with his friends, including his neighbor, and after drinking, he and his neighbor find a dead body in an elevator, covered in blood. What?
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, man, that
ruins a good night.
That kills the atmosphere, you know?
It really does.
He is told by his younger sister, Utao, that, along with her Kamisama doll, that Aki, who is one of their friends, and his doll are responsible for the killing. So I watched two trailers for this anime. One is called the Girl's Side Preview, and one is the regular preview. And they're very different. The Girl's Side Preview is essentially the anime from the girl's point of view, as I see it. And it's a lot of her, like, working her part-time job. You know, she's dropping cups and things, and you get to see her Kamisama doll, which is basically like a giant robot thing that I guess hangs out with them. And it saves her in one of the scenes. Like, there's a giant truck being flung over, like a freeway, and it's going to land on her, but she just blocks it with her Kamisama doll. And then there's the other side of the trailer, which is the side of the trailer that has, like, dozens of slaughtered, like, blood-covered bodies and all this violence. And then there are these scenes of the girl fighting the boy, and they're basically battling with their Kamisama dolls. And so I'm thinking what this anime is going to be is you're going to have a fair slice of, like, cute moe-type stuff, because the girl's pretty cute and she's young. And then you're going to have some dark atmosphere from the boy, along with some at least somewhat good battle scenes, I'm hoping, with the robots involved. You know, I hope it doesn't end up being like Asura Cryon, where they just, like, summon up their robots out of the...
That would be stupid.
That anime was putrid. But I'm hoping a little bit more for this one. The animation looks good. I like the character designs. I didn't see one panty shot in the trailer. Oh. So...
maybe it'll be a more serious anime,
it's
then.
It's plausibly a good anime. So Kamisama Dolls might be one to look out for this season. Next.
All right, well, I'll go into one that I was actually interested in. that looked good and apparently comes from some really great source material.
That normally helps.
Usagi drop or bunny drop?
I was looking forward to, like, I had this one pretty high on my list, and she got it before me, but that's fine. Kimiko needs good stuff, too. But this was her number 3 pick, so I think I had it as my number 4, so she just barely beat me.
The summary reads as follows. In the story of the original Usagi drop manga, 30-year-old bachelor Daikichi comes home from his grandfather's funeral to discover a little girl named Rin in his garden. Rin is the 6-year-old illegitimate daughter of Daikichi's grandfather, and Daikichi decides to take her in when no one in the family accepts the responsibility. Now, the manga ran for like 5 or 6 years. It was really popular, very well received. And the anime, it's kind of minimalist. I'm looking at the styles, and it's pretty to look at without being overdone and overproduced.
It seems, I watched the trailer for it, because like I said, I was pretty excited about it, and it looks very, the more realistic style.
Certainly.
Less of the like really high gloss hair and things like that.
Right, and the people aren't overly pretty.
Yeah.
And the storyline, yeah, it may sound a little cliche in that Daichi is kind of a overgrown kid. No, he's 30, but he's a bachelor, and he smokes around his place, and he needs to clean up a little bit when the 6-year-old moves in, and his life changes, and he learns how to be a real grown-up. But there has to be something else to it for it to have continued as long as it has, with a definitely a different audience.
Yeah.
So I'd like to check this out. I think this looks really good.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good too. It wasn't high up on my list, but
it's not the most compelling, you know, story pitch, but it looks elegant. You know, in terms of watching the trailer, it looks like, okay, they're not trying to overdo this. They're going to rely on story and not visuals to tell kind of a sweet and heartwarming piece. I think it's going to tug at your heartstrings. I think it's going to be good.
Awesome.
Cool. So I think it's my turn.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, well, I must say that I believe Kron was doubting my choices, saying that I normally hate the wild comedy genre. So I think this selection is gonna change your mind a little bit. R15. Now, when I first read this, I was just like, oh gosh, this is just so ridiculous that it just sounded too hilarious. Okay, so there's a kid named Takuto who has a special ability. But it's not for your normal, like, blow. He's really good at writing porn novels. So he applies to this special high school called Hirameki Gakuen, which only accepts people with a special talent that they consider unique. And so now he has to fulfill his desire to make really good porn novels while trying to get his classmates through some kind of competition, is what the synopsis says. Which I think, all while creating his perfect porn novel harem, which, I mean, I don't even know. I think that it could go, I mean, obviously this is not going to be a serious anime, but I think it'll be some good comedy for when I'm sitting back having some beers, and something I can laugh at. The picture does look very cute. I will say that. If the picture portrays how the series is going to be animated, I think I'm going to like it, at least on the way it looks. So we'll have to see.
Watching the anime, having a bud.
True. Bud, absolutely. But what is the deal with all of these new like TV series only being 12 episodes? Is that like the standard length?
I don't know, but I like it because it doesn't mean that I'm managing like 10 series every season.
Well, I have a couple complaints about that for last season, but...
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to pass it. I am going to say that the trailer, which again, time around, we're like, oh, I'm talking in Japanese. Oh, I'm talking in Japanese now, too. Some guy's screaming. Now I'm talking in Japanese again. Cut trailer. So I didn't really get out of it, but it did appear to be very funny, and I didn't see too many hugely obnoxious-sized boobs. Which is kind of just like dumb. I'm not a big fan of the girl who's,
you liar,
boobs are so big. The girl's got like triple F tits. It's like, what is that? Like, you know, it's just weird. It doesn't even look human anymore.
You're such
a liar. It's like a human attached to some tits.
They're alive. The living breasts.
They have their own gravitational pull. So, but I'm gonna pass it.
All right. I am now up to my number two choice, which is Mawaru Penguin Drum. And I really, I've been looking and I haven't found
anime
too
stealer.
Much.
Anime Stealer.
I'm sorry if I chose better than you, Mitsugi.
I had it on my list, too. I had it number six.
Yeah,
it wasn't even in your top five.
It wasn't, but look.
I never get things to go my way.
listen.
The world hates me.
You had to remember that I picked first. So I didn't know you were going to put it second. Otherwise, I might have put it first.
I didn't.
Isn't that the name of the game, though?
Yeah.
You have to try to predict where other people are going to place their shows.
It's like a fantasy football draft.
I didn't think Mawaru Penguin Drum was going to be a high choice.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Watching that trailer... Come on now.
Okay, I must say, by the way, that R15 was my fourth choice.
Picked it. And the first reason why you should have known it would have been picked. It is a new project from the director of Revolutionary Girl Utena.
So it's going to be about bisexual and incestual penguins?
Oh, that sounds hot.
That would be fascinating.
I don't know. All I found about the story is that it's going to center around the lives of three siblings. Kanaba, Shoma, and Himari.
Junior?
And Himari Taku. Takakura. And then Himari is going to be the lead, the female lead. But I'm going to take a picture out of your book, and I'm going to narrate one of the, like, five or six teaser trailers that are out for this.
Oh, okay.
These are awesome.
All right, you're going to call. All right, let's see. Let's
go. It's only 20 seconds, so it's short.
All right.
All right. Trailer opens. Girl and penguin are walking down the street. Penguin gets hit by a cat. Penguin's wearing a blog wig. Cats go spinning. Hits the pole. Fish flies out of bag. Hits the girl in the face. Falls on the ground. Penguin wants the fish. Penguin eats the fish. Girl's upset. Girls try to take the fish from the penguin. Penguin's struggling. The cat comes back and tackles the penguin. The cat rolls the penguin down the street. The penguin trips someone.
That's
that
the trailer?
Is
that's the trailer. Yep.
Wow.
That's kind of ridiculous.
That's amazing.
How is that from the... From the creator of Utena.
I have no idea. And, like, that's probably why I want to watch it. It's just the fact that I'm so confused by this. Like, I have Utena on one side, you know, the guy who created this, like, gender-confused or sexuality-confused, like, dueling magical girl-esque series that, like, I loved. Then I have, like, the synopsis, which makes it sound like a slice of life, just following the lives of three sisters. And then I have that trailer, which is, like... Penguin wearing a blonde wig on crack.
Yes, it was a penguin wearing a blonde wig rolling down a hill as a cat was batting at it.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's really what it was. So
it sounds like the director took some speed and then had a bad trip.
Sounds epic. Winning.
Winning. So hopefully this will turn out well and I'm excited for it.
If anything, it'll give you some comedy.
Yeah, I don't even know what to expect from it. So I think that's probably like... The best and the worst thing about it is I'm either like, this is going to be awesome or it's going to be total suck.
So I apparently had to off the cuff replace an anime on my list.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So while you guys were talking, I found another one and let's face it, they were all bad. My choices yes. were a bunch of animes that already had like two prior seasons, which I obviously probably shouldn't do because I don't know anything about them.
Uh-huh.
An anime about a cat girl god who lives off of yuzu fruit.
Hey,
or
don't.
I watched the trailer.
The yuzu fruit is good.
I watched the trailer. It looked terrible. Or.
Oh, here we go.
Or,
here we go.
Or the one about the big breasts.
Did you pick the big breasts?
So I'm going to have to
Did
go
you
with
do
the
it
big
to
breasts.
Yourself?
I at least. All right. I at least in the trailer, I at least saw massive breasts that were basically living. They were like. They have their own heartbeat.
They were like this.
Oh my gosh.
We're doing this sort of thing.
Nipples stiffening against like a ninja suit.
Wait,
oh my lord!
Did they stiffen against a ninja suit, and then it was a shot to her blushing and going.
No, there was no blushing and sword fighting. At least, okay. I saw somebody size up a sword like Saito from Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah.
It's based on the manga.
Swords and tits.
Yeah.
Does that turn you on?
I didn't find the trailer to be particularly arousing, but
did
who
they
knows?
Fight with the sword between their tits?
No.
Oh.
It's based
They're
on...
leaving that for the... You're going to put that in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's based on the manga by Yamada Hideki. It is currently in the Taihei Meiji era, where breasts mean everything.
Where breasts mean everything.
Oh, it's this anime.
I missed that
oh my
era.
God.
If you have
Japanese
breasts,
history.
You are guaranteed wealth and popularity. If you lack them, you are rarely considered human. Members of the Manyu clan, which means witch's milk.
Nice.
Raises
The Future of Big Breasts. Written on a secret scroll possessed by the clan, there is said to be the various techniques on how to grow big and beautiful breasts. So, I am somewhat ashamed. It is directed by Kaneko Hiraku. And, you know, I'm somewhat ashamed, but at the same time, I had to make an off-the-cuff choice, and I would honestly rather watch Big Breasts than see the private parts of 8-year-old girls.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you on that page.
Which is what Kimiko will have to watch.
At least it doesn't make you a pedophile.
Kimiko, don't lie, Mitsuki.
I'm done. I'm done with you, Roko.
All right.
You done with me?
I'm done with you.
So
I'm done
with you. So we're at Kimiko's number two choice.
Yeah, and...
And I wanted this one.
And this is a great segue from Mitsuki's choice. I mean, it's somewhere along the same lines. Your 19th century drama.
Oh, bring it.
This, you know, from large breast-centric...
I would like to say that I put this one number 5 on my list. I felt that I could get it. I thought that it was a gem that I could get in the third round of the draft. You know what I'm saying?
This is entitled, and I'm going to butcher this, Ikoku me iro no kuroise.
That's not bad.
And the English subtitle that I could find for this online was The Animation Trailer Wonder Festival. And I really, watching the trailer and reading the summary, I have no idea what one has to do with the other. Here's your summary. A young Japanese girl, Yune, accompanies a French traveler, Oscar, on his journey back to France and offers to help at the family's iron workshop in Paris. Oscar's nephew and shop owner, Claude, reluctantly accepts to take care of Yune, and we learn about how those two, who have so little in common, get to understand each other and live together in the Paris of the 1800s. Now, the first question that came to mind, I'm watching this trailer. Paris, 19th century Paris is rendered beautifully. I really got into it. But I'm wondering, who's the audience? Who's the target audience for this? Because I would watch it because I teach humanities in my other life, and I know about 19th century artists, and I'm wondering, what part of the 19th century is this? Are Monet and Manet walking around in the 1870s? You know, this is the way that I'm thinking. I'm somehow not thinking that other people are going to be having those same questions running through their mind as they're watching this. But I think it's another one that could be a tearjerker. Heartfelt story. It really looks like they're treating the setting very reverently. So yeah.
That's what I liked about it is it in the trailer, like she was walking around in her kimono.
Yes.
Because like I said, this is another one I wanted, so I watched the trailer. But she was walking around in like her kimono, and everyone else, of course, wasn't in that kind of clothing, and they were kind of looking at her funny.
They're fascinated by her.
Yeah,
yes.
Not rudely. Fascinated. That's a good word.
Yes.
And that would be what it would be like if, you know, in 1800s France, if a French person saw a done up Japanese person, they'd be like.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, the Japan was just opening up in that part of time period, so you're just starting to get that cultural influx.
Yeah.
And so it's set in the right time period. That's something they're really paying attention, or just from the trailer, it seems like they're paying attention to historical accuracy. And that always scores points with me, but I'm a nerd like that, so.
I just want to know what this little girl's going to do in the iron working shop. That's the only thing I'm kind of confused about.
I don't see her making horseshoes. Yeah.
I don't see her wielding the hammer.
Yeah.
I did a rough translation of the title. I had to look at what a croise is, but I think it's something along the lines of the depending on the kanji of meiro, the facial expressions of a foreign country's intersection.
Oh, that would make more sense.
More sense, yes.
Something like the intersection of cultures or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. I hope it turns out well, because I thought it sounded pretty interesting.
Yeah. Because
I've traveled to different countries, it's always interesting to see how the cultures kind of mesh together.
Can I just ask now? I'm sorry, Roku has one more, right?
Oh, we all have two more.
We all have one more.
Because he took one of yours, remember?
Yes, he took one of mine. So,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
There'll be a round without you. Okay. Will you forget it?
No.
Okay, good. So, Roku, what is your number, well, number question mark choice, but the second one?
My number three was Blade.
Okay, my question's answered. Go ahead.
We know how that one's going to turn out.
Okay, plot synopsis. Vampire Hunter, Blade, kill stuff, Blade, Vampire Hunter. There you go. I watched like 2 or 3 trailers, however many trailers there were on YouTube, I watched them all, and they each went, Blade, something, something, something in Japanese. Oh, he tears something out of somebody. Blade again. Cutting somebody out with a sword.
So Blade. Just like the Wesley Snipes ad campaign.
I'm hoping it's good, because it looks very action-packed, and I like that. But I hope it's just not like really corny, kind of like, that could never happen, kind of action-packed. I really hope it's something like comic-y, like Marvel would do it.
It's going to be a bloodbath of fighting, just the way that X-Men, X-Men, Iron Man, and Wolverine have all just been random fight scenes.
I hope it's not just random fight scenes. I hope there's some kind of substance to it.
X-Men was a little better than Wolverine. I have to say, I caught that one a couple of episodes at least over at the Geek Easy, in Winter Park. We did a marathon of them, you know. Wolverine was just as god awful as
I think it was not good as
we were all expected it to be. X-Men earned some points with me because at least they made an effort to visually be faithful to the depictions of characters.
And Storm was so hot.
Storm was hot, and they completely butchered. Oh my God! Why am I blanking on her name? Emma Frost.
Yes. Emma does not get treated well. No. They do the Dark Phoenix thing. They do Jean pretty well, and so I gave that one a little bit more credit. It is all action driven and very little characterization.
Hey, don't steal my whole review of this in a few weeks.
Oh, are you still? Are you going to do that?
Okay. I am. It's on.
Okay,
my
I'm
list.
Not thinking, I'm not going to say anymore.
All right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I look at the picture, and it's like. You know, it's Blade. It looks like Blade.
But yeah. is it Wesley Snipes' Blade or Omar Epps' Blade?
Is he battling his way out of prison?
Blade out of prison.
For tax evasion?
Tax evasion.
He's battling the IRS. One hand, he's got a giant sword. In his other hand, he's got what looks like a stake. Like... a metal stake.
Well, he is a vampire.
If there's a lot of like staking of people in this, that'll be pretty sweet. There's nothing better than a good impale job.
Can I just take this opportunity to say that there were four vampire anime this season?
Yeah, four.
It's like first zombies and now vampires again. Why is it cycling?
Somehow we're covering all of them.
I don't.
Well, speaking of vampires,
we each have one. And speaking of vampires,
yeah, I had one, but you took it.
Number one choice.
Wait for it.
Not the last one, but literally my number one. Like, this is the first one I picked that I said, I want to watch this above all else.
Probably the best anime of this season.
I am expecting groans and disappointment.
Do I have a drum roll?
From a number of
effect?
The people. My number one anime is Nyanpire the Animation. Woo!
Yes!
What?
Yes!
Oh my lord.
Everyone was guessing blood. That is the reaction I was expecting from Kron. He said, wait, what? Everyone was guessing blood. See, Nyanpire is Gonzo's first TV adaptation in like 2 years, and it's based off of a doujinshi called The Gothic World of Nyanpire. And the story follows a black cat who was abandoned and left to starve.
Aww.
Just before the cat's life was to be extinguished, a vampire emerged from the darkness and gave it blood. Now, Nyanpire lives a seemingly ordinary house cat raised by a human girl.
Oh shit, Nyanpire is my dog!
I know.
Yeah! Nyanpire!
I chose this because, one, I love Cheese Sweet Home, and anything with a cute, adorable kitten-like cat as the main character is all good with me, and two, because I love all cute things. And I don't care if it has no plot and story for 6 hours, if it's adorable all 6 hours.
Oh, Studio Gonzo, you come back after 2 years. And what do you give us? Cuteness.
Nyanpire the Animation.
I will give it two big nyan nyan of approval.
Wow. Oh, that's adorable.
If no one subs it, Typhoon, I'm sure it will be simple enough that I can just listen to it and translate it in my head, because that's what I can do for Cheese Sweet Home, and as long as it's no more complex than that, I will manage.
Let's hope it's not the same person that subbed Arya the Scarlet Ammo, because, oh my god, some of the episodes of Arya I couldn't even watch, because, like, I watched them, but I had no idea what was going on, because I was too busy trying to figure out what the hell the subtitles meant.
You should figure out who that fan subber group is while I'm doing my number one anime. And
they made everybody sound like Yoda. Funny that is. It's like, that's how they were translating sentence.
Just for the record, for anyone who's waiting on the edge of their seat for Neon Pyre, it comes out July 6th.
Everybody's saying in the chat, Exia, thank you, is saying that GG Gan Subs was the one that did.
Or GG Fan Subs.
GG Fan Subs type.
Yeah, that was terrible. Some of the episodes were really good, but some of them were terrible.
Thank you, GG Fan Subs.
The majority of them were bad.
Okay, so I would like to say before I talk about my number one that almost all of us picked the same number one anime. But of course, only one person can have the number one anime. Basically, Roko got the one everybody wanted, and
I claim the victor!
He'll talk about that in a minute. The only reason that Chucky didn't get this one was because she wanted Non-Pyre. But even I think you had this one third or something.
No, I had this one like sixth.
Knew. I think you knew by that time you weren't getting it.
No, yeah. I did mine list second. I just didn't want this one as bad as everyone else.
So this was my number two anime. I didn't get my number one. I think I'm the only person that didn't. It's
you lie like a rug. This was your number one. I'm looking at the list right now.
I had the one that you got for number one. As number one, this was my number two anime.
Oh, you're covering yours. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's called Blood Sea, which everybody knows what blood is. Doesn't need much introduction. It's basically It's another vampire anime. Yep. It's done by Clamp this time around. There was Blood the Last Vampire in 2000. Right. There was Blood Plus in 2005. There was Last Blood in 2009. And now, this year, there is Blood Sea, done by Clamp, and I guess it means blood clamp. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like some kind of a medical device.
Yes, it does.
But, I mean, basically what you've got in this anime is you're going to have a girl battling demons and vampires, and, you know, she's... The trailer just has her cutting shit up with her sword. I mean, it's kind of like Blade, in that it's just going to be vampires killing each other. But
it's Clamp, so it's going to be a lot more stylistic.
So you've got, like, the girls, and the girls, and instead of being, like, a big black guy trying to get out of prison for tax evasion, it's a girl with glasses in, like, a schoolgirl skirt. You know?
Can we say that?
Well, it's Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes really did go to prison for tax evasion. I'm not making, like, a racial comment.
That's funny.
It's just the way it is. People of all... Yeah, it's not like it's a stereotype. So So the trailer has her cutting like vampires and werewolves and shit in half. And I picked it number two because I actually thought I would get my number one pick. You know, you normally do. And I thought at the very least I knew that this one was a safe pick because I knew it was at least just going to be mindless violence.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be.
Well, the blood anime was good. I mean, the blood anime was pretty good. And Blood the Last Vampire is a solid movie.
Well,
I mean, it's nothing astounding, but it's good.
Clamp could ruin anything. But I did pick...
Oh, gosh.
I did pick it Gainax because
I... ruins everything. Clamp ruins
Gainax
everything.
Gainax and Clamp aren't on the same level. Gainax is way worse than Clamp. But...
Mitsuki, can you sometime break it down, like, what is the most sinful of all anime producers?
Yeah. I'd like be interested in that. I'd like to see a chart.
Not right now,
yeah,
but...
there needs to be a flow chart, a Mitsuki flow chart. Does it have this? It's bad.
Yep.
Except both arrows lead to it's bad.
Yeah.
But I went with it because I thought
arrows
it was a safe
equals suck.
It was a safe choice. So that's my pick. My number one pick.
Well, Kimiko's was already taken, so I think it's back to you, Roko. Or
already
discussed rather, not taken.
The number one selection among three of our hosts was
that you got
Was drum roll please? Do we have a drum roll?
That probably sounds terrible on the mic.
Number six.
Wait,
this sounded so like
choice?
Unique and strange that I couldn't help myself but put it at number one. So basically, the story is set in a future city in 2013 called Number Six, featuring a boy named Shion, who has been raised as a top-ranking like elite. Since he was 2 years old, it's because of that he lives in a specific area of the city that's exclusive to other high-ranking individuals. Except on the night of his 12th birthday, he meets somebody who calls himself by Nezumi, which means rat. Except Nezumi runs away one day, from the city's special security area, and from that moment, Shion's life has changed forever. And I'll tell you, I think it was two trailers I watched, and again, it was kind of like somebody's talking, I don't understand it, and somebody else is talking, but at least I could tell that I really think the plot is going to be really good, and I really hope it is, because you could kind of just, even though I couldn't understand what they were saying, I could kind of tell by their tone of voice. Like that, something big was going on, and that there might have been like a decent amount of character development to the point where you might, you know, somebody disappearing might actually affect the way that you feel about the show, rather than like, you know, in most of the animes that I've seen of the new seasons, there's little to no character development that's anything significant. So, I'm pretty excited about this. It looks beautiful too, I must say. It looks great in terms of animation and like. You know, the artistic quality.
Can we agree that this is probably the best anime of the season?
I don't think we can agree on anything yet, since seeing as how I haven't even had an impression of it.
Umpire.
I said from a preview perspective, we all wanted it as number one, except for Chiaki, who had it as number five.
Yompire's still the best.
I mean. Three, Kimiko, myself, and you as well chose it, so it's number one, but I must say that I am the victor, so I will be the one getting to do it justice. Neener, neener.
All right, well, that was our breakdown of the new season. Everyone now knows what we are each reviewing, what we will each be suffering through, or... ravidly waiting for week to week to be released. Hopefully the latter.
For once, I don't think I'm going to be suffering a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of hopeful too about everything I got. So, we are going
Beelzebub and all that crap. Man, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was bad.
We are going to take another short anime news break. When we come back, I will be reviewing Mitsuro Moe Zorochu. And Roko will be reviewing Dead Man Wonderland, and we will keep you in suspense no longer. We will announce the winner of the Metrocon raffle. So stay tuned, and we will be back shortly. Everybody, this is Chiaki, and this is your second anime news break. First up, a manga series that hasn't been released in 8 years is getting a revival. Yoko Matsushita has recently announced that she will be resuming the main series of Descendants of Darkness, or Yami no Matsue, which is a fantasy manga. It's going to begin in the next issue of Hakusensha's Hanan to Yume magazine. There have been some special edition chapters since the manga stopped. However, as mentioned, this will be the first contribution to the main story in over 8 years. In other exciting news for us game and anime fans, there have been new promos streamed for the Persona 4 anime coming out this October. It's on the Mayonaka TV teaser website for the Persona 4 animation. For anyone who doesn't know, Persona 4 is based off of a long-standing game series, Persona, and the game equally titled Persona 4. For any fans of Spice and Wolf, or fans of economics and anime and manga in general, there's a new doujin that you should start looking out for. Yes, I did say doujin. The Spicy Tales Doujin Circle began streaming the introductory promotional video for its World End Economica novel game. Isuna Hasekura wrote the story. The novel follows Yoshiharu, a boy born and raised on the moon after humans migrated there. His dream is to stand where no one has laid footsteps before, but to do that, he needs to earn money. And in one quick final note, the Hatsune Miku Quake charity figures, which have been on sale in Japan, will be on sale at the Anime Expo, where Hatsune Miku will be performing live for her first time in America. Of course, 1,000 yen, which is about $12 US, from every sale will be donated to the Japan relief of the earthquake. So if you're headed to Anime Expo, it can be a great way to continue to help out Japan after their tragedy. This was Chiaki. This was your second anime news break, and we will be back to the show soon.
In the summer of 2008, a man named Fightbait started an anime podcast.
I watched Grenadier because of the tits.
And it was terrible. 2 years later...
Maybe his penis is the duck.
I don't know how you would put that in a woman.
Fightbait.com may still suck ass, but we're bringing you more content than ever. If you head over to the website, you can now find news, reviews, editorials, pictures of dogs, and more crappy podcasts than your ears can handle. You even have the option to subscribe to the podcast, the blog, or both. Fightbait.com, kicking ass on the internet for 2 years and counting, proving that quantity is better than quality.
アニメアディクトアノニモスはエイミープレックスとご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りいたします。
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We've reached the final stretch of our show. But first up, before we get into the reviews, we will announce the winner of our MetroCon raffle. Just to remind everyone, all the rules are laid out in our post on MetroCon, which you can find on our main site. But just to remind everyone, if your name is announced as the winner of the raffle, please email us using the email you registered your post with and attach a picture or link to a picture of yourself either at MetroCon with your MetroCon band, with a wrist badge, just something that proves that you were there. That way, basically we run like to run things special for the cons we go to, and we want to know that you were really 100% there. And you will win a box set of Kaleido Star, Ross Up on the Movie, and Chibi-san Deito, which is a Japanese manga I brought back from Japan by the same artist who did Hetalia. And our winner, they named themselves, or their real name, is Deliot, D-E-L-L-I-O-T. We had a lot of great comments. It was chosen at random. Deliot's winning comment was, awesome people and a great time. But we had a lot of great comments of how great the convention was and how they went to the masquerade and all a lot of things they were having fun for. So it's fun to read through the comments. But congratulations, Deliot. You have basically 1 week to email us until next Sunday morning sometime with the address that you gave us on file. Attach the picture and we will be in touch with you to ship out your stuff free. And if Deliot does not get in touch with us, we will announce a new winner until a winner is had. Or until we just keep the stuff for ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the above. But now we are at the review section. Roko is going to be reviewing Dead Man Wonderland, and I will be reviewing Mitsudomoe Zorochu. So would you like to go first, Roko, or do you want me to? My review is going to be
first.
Short, just so you know.
It's all good. I'll cover it.
All right.
Okay, so I must say that... Oh, man, when I first picked this anime, I was expecting a lot from it because, it's such an original idea. I mean, you got a prison, okay? But it's not a prison, really.
Can
it's
I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Wesley Snipes there?
We are so sued.
He may have been in the back. I probably didn't see him. But regardless, this prison, it's like this freak show, like, nightmarish of like nightmare of a place. They make the prisoners do these horrific things. Like I think it was like episode 2, something like that. They Gonta Igarashi lands himself in this place when his whole classroom is just obliterated by what they call the Red Man, and he gets sent to Dead Man Wonderland because he gets the blame. He goes to court. Because he's the only one that survives and gets all of his classmates' murders pinned on him, and he gets sent to death row at Dead Man Wonderland. So it's like the second episode, or second or third episode, I'm not really sure, but they have this race, right? It's like a contest. There's like an in-prison cash system that you get cash from winning like battles or like doing something crazy like this race. So it starts off with like you have all these contestants, and it's like it's basically this pathway that's like if you could picture like a video game, right? The floor has spikes and was like explosives all over it, right? And there's like a suspended platform in which you have to race across, which might have anything between like swinging guillotines and like panels that will randomly disappear and change spots. So like if you fall down, you're basically gonna get either impaled or blown to smithereens.
Wow, that sounds
They have these contestants racing for like, and for what in the prison is like a very small amount of cash. And you're like, it's just like so ridiculous because you see like some of them are friends, but they're like betraying each other. And it's just like this, the first three episodes is just like utter violence. And just like, and it looks good too in terms of like the way the art's done. It's just like, wow, I want to see one of my, I remember one, only the third episode, I was just like, I want to see more. And as it progresses, I must say that I'm a huge Shiro fan. Shiro has got to be one of the cutest characters I've seen of the recent seasons. If not just cute, definitely interesting. She's the one that wears the bodysuit, which I must say fits her very well. And it's just like, as it progresses, you know, Ganta comes to find that the struggles that he has inside this place, because there's such powerful people, and some of them have these special blood powers that I don't want to ruin too much of the anime by revealing a whole lot, but they have like these special powers where they can manipulate their blood and use it as weapons. Some people can like turn them into like melee weapons coming out of their body, or other people can like kind of fire them like it's a gun, like a bullet, like a blood bullet. But it's just like so action packed. I know episode 4 they start like having the carnival of corpses where it's like they start pinning these people with special powers against each other for like massive amounts of cash, because people are watching it, because people are sick in the head, and of course once they enter the ring, only one person leaves. That's the way it goes, or at least the loser, if they're not dead, has something terrible done to them. It's you get to watch all of it. It's very graphic. The show is just, it has a. It, I mean, the plot is basically, you know, Ganta gets thrown into this prison, and of course, obviously, I mean, it's based on false accusations, and there's like the story behind how he got thrown in. It's very detailed, and there were multiple people behind it, and it's just I found myself at the end of every episode going, wow, like I did not see that coming, or I didn't expect that. Or oh my god, that was an awesome battle scene.
This anime kind of reminds me. It sounds like a cross between Gladiator and the 2008 movie with Jason Statham, Death Race.
It sounded a little to me like The Running Man, you know. But Death Race, I see that too.
Have you seen Death Race?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Broco, Death Race is like where they make the prisoners race in their cars, and it's like you remember the game Twisted Metal for PlayStation?
Yeah, of course I do.
So it's like they race, but they're like firing rockets at each other, but they're racing for like the money and to earn their freedom.
Yeah.
Well, I must say that Dead Man Wonderland, there was a race in it that was kind of like that, except it wasn't in cars. But they do pin the prisoners against each other in like bloodbath battles all the time. That's basically what the prison's about. Hey, come watch these death row prisoners slaughter each other like gruesomely. But it's like it's not just like ridiculous violence. Like there's a group of inmates that get together to try to like, you know, as like a conspiracy to try to fight back. I'm not gonna reveal anything because it's just like the way that the plans work out is just I liked it a lot. I must say that out of all the animes of the recent seasons, this is number one for me, because it's hard to make something that has just such graphic violence actually have a story and actually have characters that you can kind of like be like with it. I mean, within 12 episodes, have yourself thinking, holy shit, this guy's turned into a complete nutcase being in here. Or I can't believe Ganta got past that, or that he did that, or that, you know, it's just the season. If you haven't seen the season, you need to start watching it now, because it's phenomenal. So, I liked it a lot.
So the anime has a psychological element to it as well?
It really does. Well, I mean, think about it. Think about if you were a prisoner in this place, and it's like, oh, you lost this fight. So we're going to slowly cut your leg off and use it as a science sample. Or, oh, you lost this fight. So we're going to rip you, we're going to rip the fetus out of you after we kill you and use that as a scientific sample. I don't even know. It's just like, yeah, I find myself saying, oh, God. Like, that wasn't blatantly obviously going to happen. I might actually be tempted to watch it again.
So I have another question.
Sure.
You said that in some of these events or battles or these death matches, they're awarded cash, like the in-prison credits or whatever.
Yeah.
So yep. What is the point of the credits? I mean,
you can buy stuff with it, like food. Oh, also you have to consume. They have these collars around their necks, right? This is revealed very early on, so I don't feel bad about talking about it. There's this candy, okay? And they also have to wear these collars where, you know, like, it IDs them. I'm sure they can see where they are, that kind of shit. But it slowly injects poison into them so that if they don't eat, like, one of these candies, which is an anti-poison, within, like, I think it's, like, they said 3 days, you'll die. And you can buy candy with money. You can also buy a shorter sentence with money. You can do a lot of things with credits, because if you have a lot of credits, that means you've done a lot of screwed up shit within this prison and survived. Okay. So you put on a damn good show. All and right. of course they're making tons of money off of it. And it's just like, there is so much psychologically twisted shit going on in the show, like brainwashing, just like children, like there's a child character which is just like, oh, it's a child with a big sword. Oh my God, like all these people and mind rape this other person. It's just like, I mean, like, if I were to give it a rating, I've been really, I mean, just talking about it gets me excited. I mean, it's been a while since there's been an anime like this. I'm really torn between giving it a 4 and a 4.5. At 4, okay. I guess when it comes down to it, based on my own personal preference, I'm going to have to give it a 4.5. Blood bullet, blood sword, ripping people in half, eyes being torn out of their sockets, out of 5.
Ultra violence at its best.
That's a good score.
It is very a good nice. Score.
I wish it was longer, but it's not. And based on that fact, and based on the fact that it's a TV anime, I feel okay giving it that kind of score, because if they had more episodes, I really feel like they would have done a great job with a lot more character development. But they did a good job with what they had. And I think it deserved that score.
Well, awesome. I'm glad that you enjoyed it so much, Roko. I'm glad
it's
that
great.
It fulfilled your mindless violence requirements.
It really did.
Bloodlust.
And it's such like it has such an impact on you when you get attached to a character and then you have to watch them get slaughtered when you weren't even expecting it.
Oh my God. Or
it's
watch them
like,
or I'd imagine even worse if you have two favorite characters and they kill each other or they
right.
have to go up against each other.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. That happens in a way in this anime. Friends get pitted against each other and it's just like that's how it happens, you know. They can't do anything about it. They go into a fight, one of them leaves alive, the other one has something either, you know, they're either dead or something terrible happens to them.
Two men enter, one man leave.
One man leave, or one man leave, or two man leave with severe disability.
All right, well, my anime could not be, like, more, like, opposite side of the spectrum.
Wow.
I remember this one!
In return for a second season.
Oh,
exactly.
My lord.
So, Mitsudomoe, Zoroshu, is the second season of Mitsudomoe, which was 13 episodes to begin with, which is both based off of a manga that's been running from 2006 until ongoing. It has 11 volumes now, and I wouldn't be surprised if there is another season later on down the line. So something you may ask me is, Chiaki, do I need to see the first season to watch the second season?
Chiaki, do I need to see the first season to see the second season?
Thank you for asking me that, Mitsugi. The answer is no, you don't.
Mitsudomoe
Zorochu is basically all the fun of Mitsudomoe a second time. The first season was, like I said, 13 episodes. The second season was 8 episodes. But it was just my worry going into it was that they weren't going to keep it funny.
Up the ante.
Because it's basically like, you know, how many times can they hash the jokes of the one girl's really perverted, the other girl is really strong and, you know, tomboyish, and then the third one is a wannabe princess. Like, how often can they rehash jokes about that? Apparently they can do it a lot.
And it's still funny.
It is still funny.
Because there's just something about little kids swearing that's hilarious.
YouTube. Yeah, absolutely.
It's basically like the South Park of Japan is kind of what I'm akinning it to. Maybe not as obscene, but pretty obscene.
Or South Park meets the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah,
kind of. Oh my goodness, that would just be insanity.
This is what it is.
My brain would explode.
But yes, I hesitate to say it's about the Marui triplets of Class 6-3. I mean, it is, but there's no story. It's little vignettes. Each episode has between 2 and 3. The first episode has 1, and it's about the Gachi Rangers, and that's the only thing that I'd say if you haven't seen the first season, you won't get it, because it's a cartoon show, like kind of like the Power Rangers, okay, that takes place in the world. And if you don't know the first show, or the first season, they basically show a full episode of the Gachi Rangers at the start of the second season, which I didn't really like very much, but
kind of like how Martian Successor Nadesco has the, like, Geki Ganger.
Yes, kind of like that.
And
that was funny.
The first episode of Mitsudomo Izorochu is an episode of the Gachi Rangers, so I would say, honestly, you could skip the first episode and do fine. Especially if you haven't seen the first season. But like I said, it's 2 or 3 vignettes that are just ridiculous situations. Like, for example, one kid is, there are like this horde of girls that are in love with him. And mind you, all these kids are in, I don't want to get it wrong, because I'm sure 6th year. So they're in elementary school. And I don't know what 6th year exactly translates to, but you kind of have the rough estimate of age of somewhere between probably 8 and 12 at the oldest. What was I going off of? Oh yeah, you have this kid who has this horde of girls who are in love with him, and like the vignette starts out where he goes home one day and he's like, Mom, can I have new shoes? And he's like, the mom's like, I just got you those. And he's like, yeah, but they smell like someone's been licking them.
Ew.
And it flashes to the girls, like, licking his shoes, going, it's the essence of him.
Ew. And it kind of sounds like Golden Boy licking the toilet.
Oh my god. What is with all these animes recently being like, oh, it smells like him.
But his pillow smells like him. Mitsunobu is making fun of the cliche. Like, it's making fun of it. So it continues on, like, a bunch of ridiculous things. And he's like, can I have new gym clothes? Can I have new this? And the mom's just like, no, sweetie. And he's like, all right, I'll just go hang my textbooks out to dry. and then it flashes over to a PTA meeting where they're in the PTA meeting. And then it gets, like, way out of hand where the mom's like, we need to find a, you know, someone's stalking my son. We need to get them. And it's just ridiculous. I can't even, it's like a good joke that you can't say, because it has to be told by the original person.
Okay.
Because I'm sure I'm not making it seem as funny as what it is.
Yeah,
but
have to be there.
Yeah, but I watched it on my phone when I was working out at the gym, and I literally burst into laughter, on the treadmill. And everyone around me was like,
okay,
what are you
doing? It's like, this person's kind of a creeper.
Yeah, like, but it was so funny. I really don't have much to say about it because it didn't have a plot, really. It's just kind of, I guess the closest thing you could classify it would be slice of life, because it vaguely goes through the sequence of a year. Like, you'll see the seasons changing and whatnot. But other than that, I mean, I thought it was just as funny as the first one. I enjoyed it just as much. It's great because you can put it down and pick it up. From a technical perspective, like from a critic level, which is what I always try to review things at, it wasn't very good. In the sense of it, like I said, it really didn't have a plot. The animation is nothing to be necessarily praised. The music is average at best, and the opening is downright annoying compared to the first one, especially. So, I mean, critically, and my score is, I think I'm going to give it...
Wait a second. What did you give the last one?
Well, I gave the last one a 3. And I'm going to put this one, I'm going to give it 3 curling pool elementary school student stones out of five.
What was that? Curling? Did I hear like the sport curling?
Yes, they were cleaning the pool and there was viscosity from the soap and the water, and they played a curling game by pitching the students down the pool and having them skid and trying to get them closest to the line.
That's funny.
And the one girl, they joked that she's fat, so like they couldn't move her, so they had to. It was hilarious.
How many kindergartners does it take to move a fat child?
Yes. That's what it was. And apparently it took the whole group of girls. So I'm only going to give it a 3 out of 5. But again, that's because I like to review things from a critic's perspective, and I try to review everything on an equal playing field. That being said, on a humor level, this is a 5 out of 5. Easily.
Easily?
Easily.
I have an anime from this season also that I don't have a similar thought about.
I mean, it's... Critically, it's not... There's nothing to be spoken of, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't watch it. If you just want something you can pick up and put down, or watch a few episodes here and there, or just want to pick me up, this anime is perfect for it, because it is hilarious. And the vignettes are just great to watch, so... That's my review of Mitsuo Domoe Zoroshu. I hope they make more in the future as the manga continues, because it is hilarious. And I will watch more. So, thus ends our traditionally long new season episode.
Well, the episodes will continue to be long.
Yes.
Indeed. We'll have impressions soon.
Indeed. I'm going to have a ton of reviews this coming week.
We all have reviews building up. We will be good on reviews for a while.
I won't be, because, I have hundreds of animes I could review.
If I could make an analogy, we will all have so many reviews that if it was a body part, we would have blue balls of reviews.
Wow, that's
being backlogged.
Interesting.
Do you like blue balls?
Interesting analogy. no one ever seemed to sub the new Ring ni Kakero anime. I don't know what the deal with that is. And no one seems to have much love for Hyogemono.
Aww.
Because it's still only... I still only found, I didn't look very hard, but I still only found 5 subtitled episodes of it. So I don't know what the deal with that is. Maybe I'm just looking in the
Maybe right it places. Just sucks.
Oh,
it doesn't
ouch.
Suck.
I haven't seen any of it, so.
All right, well, thank you all for tuning into our show. If you are a lucky Metricon winner, do let us know.
What was his name again?
Dalian.
Yeah, Dalian.
Dalian.
I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but if it sounds like you, email us just to be safe. And you can email us. You can either email me directly at aachiaki@gmail.com, or you can email the show via our contact form on our main site. And our main site is aaapodcast.com. You can also find us on iTunes. Again, please rate us if you like us. We appreciate that. And it helps us do better on iTunes and kick off the dead podcasts that haven't put out anything in 2 years.
Give us stupid podcasts that are dead.
Stupid, yeah. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/ Anime Addicts Anonymous Podcast. Liking us on Facebook, we post updates and whatnot up there, so we check it pretty frequently. We're also on the aanetwork.org. Lots of great shows on there. You can find your Perfect Geek podcast.
And adding more every day.
What he said. You can find us on ustream.tv/channel/anime-addicts-anonymous-podcast. Thank you to those who joined us on the Ustream tonight. We love chatting with you.
You guys are awesome.
You are
it is fun,
real fans of genius.
Fun interacting with you guys.
Yes. And thank you,
indeed,
Felix, for coming on with us again. It is always a pleasure to have our good friend.
Well, thank you for
Absolutely.
Having me back.
Of course. Taking us out tonight is going to be the song Samurai Hot Heart, Some Like It Hot, from the anime Gintama by the artist Spire. So have a good one, everyone, and we will see you all later.
Okay, bye.
Everybody has a great week. Peace out.
He just out, yeah.